Antony stood watching him, with a little smile at his enthusiasm. Then he looked round slowly, as if in search of something. Suddenly he saw what he wanted. 20 yards farther on, a lane wandered off to the left, and there was a gate a little way up on the right-hand side of it. Antony walked to the gate, filling his pipe as he went. Then he lit his pipe, sat on the gate, and took his head in his hands. "Now then," he said to himself, "let's begin at the beginning." It was nearly 8 o'clock when William Beverley, the famous sleuth-hound, arrived, tired and dusty, at the George, to find Antony, cool and clean, standing bareheaded at the door, waiting for him. "Is dinner ready?" were Bill's first words. "Yes."
"Then I'll just have a wash."
"Lord, I'm tired." "I never ought to have asked you," said Antony penitently. "That's all right. I shan't be a moment." Halfway up the stairs he turned round and asked, "Am I in your room?"
"Yes. Do you know the way?"
"Yes. Start carving, will you? And order lots of beer." He disappeared round the top of the staircase. Antony went slowly in. When the first edge of his appetite had worn off, and he was able to spare a little time between the mouthfuls, Bill gave an account of his adventures. The landlord of the Plough and Horses had been sticky, decidedly sticky. Bill had been unable at first to get anything out of him. But Bill had been tactful. Lord bless you, how tactful he had been!